push play on local
and be part of what your customers are already listening to.
KLMJ.
Graduation season is here, and many parents are thinking about the perfect car for their soon-to-be grads. Hi, this is Marina Guerrero with First Bank Hampton. We make car buying easy with flexible auto loans and local decisions you can trust. Before you head out to the dealerships, stop in or call us to learn about our competitive rates and personalized financing options. Let us help you get your graduate on the road with confidence. Visit First Bank Hampton today. Congratulations to all our local graduates. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the Next Gen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
And today we are joined by State Senator Dennis Guth of Senate District 28. That includes Franklin and Wright counties in the broadcast area. Going to get an update on the current legislative session as the calendar turns to May. They are in overtime, per se, as the 100th and was scheduled to be final day April 21st, but they're past that now. So, Dennis, thanks a lot for joining us once again here this year.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Lots of things going on in Des Moines, and yet sometimes I feel like there's nothing going on down here, too.
Maybe nothing getting completed, but I want to go back to what you first told me back on January 16th as relates to some of your priorities, and one of which is one that's been discussed a lot over the last several years, use of eminent domain. Last check, there's been nothing finalized. The House passed something in January. The Senate modified, and it's basically been up for discussion, debate, off and on to the session. I guess kind of your thoughts on where that's been at here the last couple of weeks anyway, Dennis.
Well, it seems like nobody's willing to take any actions. Senator Lons has offered a good amendment, I think, to the eminent domain bill. It came from the House. It would widen the corridor, but would not allow any eminent domain. And I think that's a good compromise, but it seems like nobody is willing to take action. And it's just discouraging to see this languish and probably not go anywhere again this year. We're going to keep trying, but I don't see how we can get it to move.
So you feel like this is something that is just going to be picked up during the 27th legislative session then?
I don't think it's going to go away. Yeah.
Okay. So another thing I read, too, that's kind of holding the session back from ending here for 2026. Again, we are in May now, I guess, is the state's budget, things like that. I guess, what are some of the final details that are being discussed regarding that?
Well, actually, the budgets, I don't think, are such a hang-up. I think the biggest issue right now is House and Senate coming to an agreement on property tax relief. And that's where most of the negotiation is going on, and we're getting closer and closer, but there's a couple of points on each side that neither side's willing to give in on. We need to be real careful as we're doing this. We don't want to put small towns out of business because we've made things too tough on them. We also need to make sure that bigger communities are being wise with their funds. My take on it is that the state's role is to make sure that property tax is simple enough for the average citizen to understand, and transparent enough that they can hold their local officials accountable. The biggest thing that needs to happen, I think, in property tax is citizens need to show up at the county budget hearings, at the school budget hearings, at the city budget hearings, and have their voice heard.
You're joined by State Senator Dennis Guth of Senate District 28. That includes all of Franklin and Wright counties in the broadcast area. As we get an update on the current legislative session, eminent domain and property tax reform, kind of the biggest. But I want to go back to your most recent newsletter here, Dennis, from after the 15th week concluded of the session. And I kind of want to talk about something that you said, a topic that was talked about was funding for pediatric cancer research. Senate File 2480 implements an additional tax on alternative nicotine and vapor products, things like that. I guess your thoughts on that Senate file, because this funding for cancer research and such is being obviously debated at the State House, but then you talk about gubernatorial candidates too heading into 26. It's a big topic as well here in Iowa that's being talked about on any level, I guess. So I guess your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think that would be a really good idea. And I think it can be a fairly hefty tax because it's if part of reducing cancer is not just the research on it, but making it unattractive for people to use some of these products. And the tobacco tax has been shown that if unless we would raise that tax by $1 per pack of cigarettes, it's not going to have much effect. So I think it would be a good idea to do that. Just haven't heard anything about it, I guess, for the last couple of weeks.
And also, you discussed in your recent newsletter about discipline for student cause, violent or nonviolent disruptions in the classrooms. Maybe you got a thought on that?
Yeah, I think we got that passed in, and it should be on the way to the governor now. So that's a good bill. An interesting one that your listeners might be interested in is traffic camera restrictions. We passed a bill yesterday. Right now, some communities, larger communities, have got a lot of traffic cameras. They have to be mobile, but sometimes mobile means that they moved them 10 feet down the road from 1 week to the next. And we put some restrictions on that. And also said that if you have more than two traffic cameras, all of the funds that are raised by those cameras, the fines, will go to the state rather than to the local entity. So we take away all of the incentive for local law enforcement to use it to raise funds. This is supposed to be about traffic safety and not about fundraising. And we've seen too many communities that have used it to fund their police departments.
I guess as we are now in May here, Dennis, you can't put a timeline on when this session will end, but is property tax reform basically the one issue that you guys kind of have to get resolved before the session is closed? I know you said eminent domain, something may not be done there this year, but is that the one thing you're basically holding up until the session is over?
Yeah, that's what's keeping us from closing. We're actually hoping to finish up on Saturday. Don't know if that's going to happen, but we're going to try and make that work. I'm getting tired of sitting in a hotel room down here in Des Moines too much of the time, so I'd like to get this done. We are trying to fill in our time down here with some other useful bills that may not have gotten time if we'd gotten out of here sooner. There's a bill that I'm going to be running today, dealing with child placement in foster care homes. Right now, it sometimes takes a long time for relatives to be contacted after a child has been taken away from a parent. And if that takes 6 months or longer, there can be some real bonding happen between those children and the foster parents. And then to have them ripped out because an aunt shows up someplace that wants to take the child, it can be very traumatic on those children. And what this bill does is makes it a priority where two Health and Human Services employees would be dedicated to finding all of the relatives very quickly, I think within 1 or 2 months of when the child is removed, so that we don't end up with all of this bonding and then ripping apart. And it's just terrible on the kids to do that. So I think that's an important thing that we're doing, and one of the things that we get done when we have the extra time at the end of the session.
All right. Again, we're joined by State Senator Dennis Guth of Clemmie. He represents District 28. That includes all of Franklin and Wright counties. He alluded to they could wrap up the session Saturday, recording this on a Friday morning. By the time we air this here on a Monday, the session may be over, but we're just talking about how it's going into overtime. And Dennis, before we let you go, anything else you'd like to add as the end of this session seems to maybe be near, I guess?
Yes, it's time for farmers to be out in the field. I'm a farmer. I'd love to be out there. I do have most of my crops planted, but I have a couple days worth left, and I'd like to get home to do that. But it's just been a great privilege to be able to represent District 28 in the Senate and really appreciate the input that I get from all the constituents.
Well, Dennis, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. And if nothing else, we'll probably talk to you as we approach the next session here in a little over 8 months or so.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe we can have a shout out or two during the middle of the interim sometime. Talk about some gubernatorial candidates or something.
All right. Our thanks to Dennis Guth for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio on the Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hey Hampton, this is Stephanie Klutzer with First Bank Hampton, inviting you to our 11th annual Relay for Life Walking Taco Fundraiser. Join us Friday, May 15th from 11 to 1:30 in our north parking lot. Swing by for a tasty walking taco, cookie, and bottled water. You can either drive up or grab a seat and enjoy. Call ahead at 641-456-4793 to place your order. The cost is just $7 and every dollar goes to Franklin County Relay for Life. Don't miss out. Help us support a great cause and enjoy some lunch. See you there.